Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 2nd edition. Hope everybody had a great opening day. It was a good one. Good one in the Slack chats. All the good stuff there. Again, if you want to follow me on Twitter at BDentric, give a rate and review on the podcast. It'd be great. MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes and all your listening platforms. If you choose to watch the video, if that's what you're looking to do, Roto Baller YouTube channel has you covered. Go give it a subscribe and a like over there to get all the goodies for you on that. But yeah, opening day was great. The Royals and Rangers combined for 24 runs. That worked out pretty well. COVID struck, which was sad. We had a rainout in Boston, which stunk. But we had offense galore, baseballs flying out, pitchers getting shelled everywhere. It was fun. We had a lot of green screens. Let's do it again on Friday. Six-game slate to break down for you with opening day. A lot of the not great environments get a pass on the second day in case there's a rainout, just like in Boston. But that game is early, so not on the main slate. Let's look at the weather on this six-game slate. It is just fine. There's one game east of the Rockies. It's in a dome. Everything's west of the Rockies. Weather's fine. 60 to 70 degrees, limited wind. Not a whole lot to worry about at this point in time. Looking at the totals on this slate, Tampa Bay, Miami, that's the game east of the Rockies, 7.5. Dodgers, Rockies, 11.5. White Sox, Angels, 8.5. Astros, A's, 8.5. D-backs, Padres, 8.5. Giants, Mariners, 8.5. And you're going to sense a trend there. Every game outside of Coors, west of the Rockies, White Sox, Angels, Astros, A's, D-backs, Padres, Giants, Mariners, all totals of 8.5. And you can make very compelling arguments for pieces in all of these games. All right, let's check out the pitching on your DraftKings slate. It's a doozy. Bauer's 10-5 in Coors? Yeah, no. You got Snell at $9,700 against Arizona? If you really want to. If you want to pay up, you could go to Snell. I get it. Strikeout upside there against Arizona. They have some talent. They have some pop in that lineup. We saw them hit 4 home runs in one inning against the Padres. They chased Yu Darvish. They almost won that game, but then the Padres bullpen was outstanding. You can go to Snell if you want. I don't hate it at 97. I'm probably just going to pass. I'm going to save money on bats because tonight there's a lot of bats we want to pay for. So if I'm paying up, I'm thinking Ryan Yarbrough, $8,300 against the Miami Marlins. We saw Glasnow do his thing. Yarbrough coming from the left side should be able to hang tough and get some strikeouts against this Miami Marlins offense, which is going to struggle a lot this season. So Yarbrough in that ballpark, very good spot to target there. Give me some yards, 83. Lizardo at 79 against Houston in that nice pitcher's ballpark in Oco Coliseum. We saw the Astros get going on Thursday night. The long ball, Bregman had a beauty. Brantley went deep. Lizardo in GPPs, you can get there when he's on, filthy. The Astros usually don't strike out a ton, though, so keep that in mind, but he is in play if you feel like it. Otherwise, we're saving cash. We're going Pablo Lopez against those Tampa Bay Rays. Eventually, those Rays are going to break out. Rosarena is too good. Meadows did go deep on opening day, which is great, but you got Lopez, who we know has been very, very good at home in the previous two seasons compared to on the road. Lefties can hit him a bit, but at 7K, don't hate it as an option. Couple punts you can look at. Christian Javier, the A's do have some swing and miss in that lineup, plus the pitcher's ballpark. Javier at 6,500, a little bit upside there. Hopefully he can make it 5 or 6 innings. That's the question. How far does he go for Houston? But decent spot for the Astros pitcher. The pitcher of choice tonight, though, is at $6,000. And the reason he's at $6,000 is DraftKings asleep at the wheel. As the games were being played on Thursday, the Mariners starting rotation had James Paxton as the number 2, and Yusei Kikuchi as the number 5. Well, that switched in the day. Paxton is now the number 5. He's going to pitch on Tuesday. Kikuchi's pitching on Friday at $6,000 at home against the San Francisco Giants. Now, there's been offense galore in Seattle. The Giants' bullpen blew a Gosman start. The Giants have hit three or four home runs. It's great. Give me Kikuchi at 6K. I will take my chances there. Strikeouts will be there for Kikuchi. The velocity's up. We know what he can do. He might give up some runs, but at 6K, you can take that hit with the strikeout upside he's going to bring to the table for you. Love Kikuchi at 6K. Going to be very popular on the slate and for good reason. So if you're attacking pitching on the slate, you can go Blake Snell at 97. I get it. No problem there if you want to. I'll save some cash. So I'll go to Ryan Yarbrough at 83. Lizardo in tournaments at 79 is in play. And then Pablo Lopez, Christian Javier, and one Yusei Kikuchi in play. Kikuchi and cash in tournaments, very, very live for me. Yarbrough's cash in tournament viable. Lizardo tournaments only. Pablo and Javier, preferably more so on the tournament side of things, just for, I guess, safety's sake. Lopez, I could see a cash argument if you choose to go there. All right, let's take out the bats on this six-game Friday slate. It's going to be a quickie today. Very, very quick show for you. Catcher's position. You got Coors, where they're finally all priced up. So Will Smith had the day off on Thursday. Should be in the lineup at 5,200 if you're paying up. You could look there, but we'll probably save some cash at the position like we usually try to do. And we'll go down the price scale here, and we'll just slide on down. Slide on down. Posey went deep on Thursday, and we'll pass again. Stassi's 31. He went deep. Keuchel limits hard contact. You could go Stassi if you want at 31, but I'll save money. I'll go back to Vic Caratini at 2,900 bucks, double-digit points for us on Thursday. Good matchup versus Merrill Kelly, a guy that you can take advantage of from the left side of the plate. So give me some Caratini at 2,900, a guy we can exploit the situation with there. The other guy that I want to keep an eye on, look at Colorado's lineup. They did it on Thursday. You have Fuentes batting second. You have Chris Owings in for McMahon. You had Hampson batting seventh or eighth. They mess with the lineup because that's what Colorado does. So if for some reason, Dom Nunez cracks the lineup at catcher. He's 2,600 bucks for Trevor Bauer. Very nice discount on that one. And then last but not least, Jorge Alfaro is 2,400 versus Ryan Yarbrough. If you're not using Yarbrough and you just want an ultimate punt, Alfaro at 24 is in play. I'm probably leaning Caratini as my main target, but a couple other cheaper plays if you need to go that direction. First base position, Jose Abreu at 5,800. I'm telling you, DK priced things up today. This is why we're saving money on some pitching, because outside of Coors, which is a great spot to stack, very, very reasonably a point, White Sox versus lefties is always good. You got San Diego versus Merrill Kelly, which is in play. You could make an argument for Oakland and be contrarian. Seattle's very much in play versus Johnny Cueto. There's a lot to like here, and I love Abreu at 5,800 bucks tonight against Andrew Heaney. It's very expensive, though, so be careful. You can save a few bucks, go to Matt Olson in a tournament versus Christian Javier at 51, or go to Eric Hosmer, who went deep on Thursday at 48. He's a very strong play. San Diego is one of the better stacks on the slate outside of Coors Field. Hosmer at 48 versus Merrill Kelly. Definitely worth a look on Friday night's slate. When you slide down to the first base position, there is a bit of a bump for a bit, but Ty France, first base, second base, eligible at 38. He had a nice, a decent night on Thursday. He's in play at 38 if you're saving some cash. Yuli Gurriel at 36 versus Luzardo is a way to save some money. CJ Cron back at 35 versus Bauer. He had a nice double-digit day on Thursday. You can go back to that well at 35 as well. And then Christian Walker at 34, good discount versus Snell. If you're fading Snell, Jesus Aguilar in tournaments at 33 is in place. So you have some value at first base if you're not paying up for the Abreus of the world. I like to play up for the Abreus of the world if you can do it, but there's definitely some value down here if you so choose. And then last but not least, I believe he's here. Yeah, Pavin Smith, first base outfield eligible for Arizona. If he cracks the lineup, he's 2,200 versus Snell. And Andrew Vaughn, first base outfield eligible at 2K versus Andrew Heaney, is someone to definitely keep an eye on there with at 2K. Heck of a discount for Andrew Vaughn against Andrew Heaney. Second base position, you got Altuve versus Lizardo. Yeah, I get it for tournaments. Very, very much worth a look. But you can save some cash at second base. Gavin Lux at 41 against Sensatella and Coors. Mentioned Ty France at 38. I like both of those play. Check Ryan McMahon, second base, third base, eligible at 36. He brings some love. But a really strong play that I like. Jake Cronenworth at 3,400 against Merrill Kelly, I think is a very, very nice price point, nice value on this slate. I think the Padres take it to Merrill Kelly, as we'd expect. And Cronenworth at 3,400 bucks definitely brings things into play nicely. So I like him at some saving second base only on DraftKings. Other than that, though, if Donovan Solano cracks the San Francisco lineup, he's 32. If you're not playing Kikuchi, I can see that as a viable option. I really hope Chris Owings isn't in the lineup again. I know he had a good game, but God, come on. Do what's right, boys. Do what's right. Other than that, like John Birdie, if he cracks the lineup, Josh Rojas, they're plays, but I'm really not looking to go below Jake Cronenworth unless I really, really need to. Like Ketel Marte, second base alpha, those about 33. He went deep on Thursday. Very good contrarian play against Blake Snell. So I don't hate Ketel Marte in that scenario. Is worth a look if you so choose to go there. The third base position now. You got Bregman. Mentioned he went deep on Thursday. Beautiful moonshot to left field. He's 58, Machado 57. Both in play for you there. You got Turner and Coors. Chapman's a good contrarian play at 52. You look at Chapman, Olsen at 51 and 52 respectively at super low ownership. That's an interesting way to go about it. But like Kyle Seager at 47, no one's going to play him against Johnny Cueto at $4,700. Very nice contrarian angle with Seattle. I like Seattle to be contrarian. It's not for the faint of heart. They can be very, very disappointing. It's a good matchup versus Cueto. We already saw how bad that Giants bullpen can be. So if they can get Cueto out early, which I don't expect him to go much past five anyways, it's a good spot to exploit with Seattle when everyone's going to go to Colorado. They're going to go to San Diego for good reasons. But you can get some Seattle love at a low ownership on Friday. A couple other guys at the position. We mentioned Ryan McMahon at 36. He's worth a look. Other than that, not a ton at the third base position below McMahon. You're paying up at the position for the most part. So keep that in mind unless things change as lineups come out. You're going to want to pay up at the position. Not a lot lower than Kyle Seager that really checks the box is maybe Ryan McMahon. Shortstop, though, Tatis Jr. versus Merrill Kelly at 6K. He has had phenomenal success in a very small sample, but phenomenal success against Merrill Kelly at 6,000. Love Corey Seager and Coors. Tim Anderson, like the Tim Anderson, Jose Abreu 1-2 punch versus lefties. We loved that last season. It's very enticing again tonight. Not going to lie about that. You got Correa. I'd still rather have Anderson in that scenario or saved a story against Bauer at potential low ownership. That always intrigues me there. If you're going to save, though, and say you're stacking Seattle, J.P. Crawford at 4K, if he's leading off, that's a nice look. Elvis Andrews at 31, some savings. If you're looking for some savings at shortstop, don't mind Elvis Andrews at 31. And then Josh Rojas is down here at a nice cheap sub-3K price tag if you're looking for some massive savings. But, again, if you take the Kikuchi, take one of the Yarboroughs or less, you should be able to make things work for the most part. And if not, you have Cronenworth at second base. You got a cheap catcher. We can get you some value in the outfield if you need it too. Like I love Betts at 6,200. That's great. Trout at 59. Not bad. If you're wondering why I'm not attacking the Angels, we've talked about this in the past. I'm not the biggest fan of attacking Dallas Keuchel because he just limits hard contact. Can he get beat up from time to time? Sure, but it's one of those. He'll throw five, six, seven innings, give him like two runs and like seven hits. And it's rarely, it can happen, but it's rarely the big fantasy production for you. Like, he's not a great guy to use as a pitcher, but he's not a great guy to target with hitters. Very frustrating situation. But back to the hitters at hand in the outfield. Cody Bellinger at 57 is worth the look. Lou Bob at 53 had a nice game on Thursday night. Hopefully he's batting fifth or something so you can throw him in with Anderson and Abreu. Have a really nice looking stack there. Will Myers went deep. He's in play at 49. But we talked savings, getting a little cheaper here. Michael Brantley's 4,400. He went deep on Thursday. Hits lefties extremely well. He went out against a lefty on Thursday. Gets Jesus Luzardo at 44. That'll be uber contrarian. Austin Meadows went deep on Thursday. He's 4,100. Another guy to take a peek at. You got Christian or Mark Connor versus Christian Javier at 38. Don't hate that for some value with a leadoff hitter in Connor. Ramon Laureano's 36. So if you're targeting Javier, you get the 1-2 hitters in Connor and Laureano nice and cheap. For Oakland, look at Austin Slater at 3,500. He went deep on Thursday. It was leading off. We played him a lot last year when he was leading off versus lefties. If you're not playing Kikuchi, Slater at 35 leading off is a very strong play, especially at that price point. That's an outstanding price point. Mentioned Ketel Marte at 33. You got Justin Upton at 33. I mentioned I don't like to target Keuchel a lot, but if you get a discount on Upton at 33, I like it. Tapia leading off versus Bauer at 32. Tommy Pham leading off at 32. Mentioned some savings. You can get some savings in the outfield, especially a part of stacks. Like throw Pham in a stack, Tapia in a stack, Upton in a potential small stack, Ketel Marte in a stack. They're very contrarian stacks, but you can get them at a discount and save some money. Like if Mitch Haniger's hitting towards the top of the Seattle lineup at 31, really good look versus Johnny Cueto. Lots of savings to be had there. So I like that with a Mitch Haniger. Yeah, Garrett Hampson cheap again at $2,900. A couple other cheapies. If Jerickson Profar cracks the San Diego lineup, I already mentioned like Cronenworth at 34. Profar's outfield only, but he's $2,900 versus Merrill Kelly. He's the guy that's on my radar. And then Taylor Trammell is $2,200 for Seattle versus Johnny Cueto. So keep an eye on Taylor Trammell at $2,200 as well as a piece of savings in that Seattle lineup. Okay, recapping things real quick. Told you it'd be a quickie, six games. Not much to talk about here. Don't have a lot of stats to go off of, at least relevant stats from this season, of course. Pitching-wise, you can play up for Blake Snell if you choose to. If you can figure it out, afford it-wise, I don't hate it. Just not running to do it. I'd rather save money, get Yarbrough versus Miami. Cash and GPP viable. Lizardo with GPPs. Pablo Lopez, a little more cash. Javier, GPPs. Kikuchi, cash, GPPs. Kikuchi's going to be everywhere for me, at least in two of my three. I might have one with a couple Giants in it to cover my rear end, but I like Kikuchi quite a bit. Just at that price point, because he can give up some runs, but the strikeouts will be there, and it offsets everything. And Kikuchi should be, I think he's 7,500 on FanDuel. That's reasonable. Still very much in play on FanDuel, but at least it's reasonable. If he was anywhere above 7K on DraftKings, I'd probably still use him, but he's much more of a conversation to be had. Like you really have to kind of think about, okay, is the upside here? But like $6,000, he's the bare minimum. Like this is, it's gold. I will go to fight on that one, and that's just the way it's going to go. All right, stacking it up, you got Coors Field. Dodgers going to be super popular versus Sensatella. I get it. I'm not going to tell you not to play him because it's an outstanding spot to be in. Colorado versus Bauer. We saw it against Kershaw. I mentioned it on the podcast yesterday. Take the contrarian side of Coors. Colorado's priced up a little more than they were on Thursday, but you can still get a cheap Crone. Mentioned Tapia. Hilliard's extremely cheap. See what the lineup comes out looking like. McMahon's cheap. You can get some Colorado action at a reasonable price. So keep that on the radar. You can go Oakland versus Javier. I don't hate it. I'd rather go to San Diego, but I think that's going to be kind of popular as well in their matchup versus Merrill Kelly, and rightfully so. But there's some discounts in Profar and Cronenworth to go and FAM to go with the big dogs. So keep that on your radar. Love the White Sox versus the lefty. They're very expensive, except Andrew Vaughn is 2K. So keep him in mind as well to go with the Abreus, to go with the Andersons, the Lou Bobs, all that good stuff versus lefties. And last but not least, your contrarian stack that I'm going in on Friday night, Seattle Mariners versus Johnny Cueto. So get some of that. There's some cheapies there. Taylor Trammell's 2,200. Seager's 47, so you got to pay there. But there's some other values here and there throughout the lineups. Haniger's not too bad. Just see what they do. It'll be intriguing. Very, very intriguing. There's some pop in that those lineups against Cueto. Could be a lot of fun. But it's simple. That's it, folks. Super quick. Quick Hits Edition, Friday night, six-game slate, day two of the MLB season, April 2nd. If you can go on iTunes to give a rate and review, much appreciated. If you have any questions, the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat is always open. Just hit me up. We'll get you put in there. I'm on Twitter at BDantric. If you want to watch the episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, check it out on the RotoBaller YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff over there. Check out my articles Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the premium value articles. For the slate, Tuesdays and Thursdays, the free DraftKings articles at rotoballer.com. But all right, everybody, this one is in the books. I'll be back with you guys on Monday. Hope everybody has a great, fun, safe Easter holiday weekend. The Masters is next week. The always pressing PGA DFS podcast will get you ready for that. And much, much more good stuff. Go check out Bench with Bubba if you want your season-long fantasy analysis as well. But until next time, MLB DFS Quick Hits. April 2nd edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards, That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.